Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Friday, March 4th, and I'm Jesse Steele. Jesse Steele. Did you hear that little twang in there? Yeah. Whenever you tell people that you're from California, they expect you to talk like, "Dude, what's up? Yeah, I've been down at the beach all day working on my sick tan, bro." You know, and that's what they expect. But where we're from, we have a little bit of twang. This is kind of how we talk. I always think that's pretty funny. We're like a little microcosm of Texas. So, anyway, what's going on for the last newscast of the week? Sorry, I didn't get some out yesterday. I didn't get home till about 7. And I figured, you know what? I already warned you guys I might not be there. I'm just not going to deal with it. And there wasn't much that happened anyway, so I guess that's fine. Today, a couple things happened. Not a lot, but first thing that was really interesting was there was a car fire on East Line Street. Great. East Line Street on fire. Just what we need. Luckily, Bishop Volunteers got there and whooped its butt quick. So the Bishop Volunteer Fire Department responded with multiple agencies to a vehicle fire that spread into the brush off East Line. The fire was knocked down quickly and no injuries were reported. We have a couple of shots, including some from some passersby that happened to see it. I believe they were fishing. So those are really interesting to see this car. It's a red convertible and it is completely on fire. So, and then we have a couple of shots from the volunteers. They are out there hosing the sucker down with the foam and everything. So it's really, really cool looking shots. So go check them out. Eastern Sierra Now. And thank you, Bishop Volunteers and everybody else involved for nipping that in the bud. Because that's the last thing we needed was another fire. Some pretty cool news. If you're a parent of a middle schooler, one of the best middle schools around is the Round Valley Bobcats. And this just came out, and I thought this was kind of interesting, so we posted it. Do you know a family from outside the Round Valley District that would like to attend Round Valley for the 22-23 school year? Well, they're excited to announce that the state of California has allowed them to reopen the school district of choice for an application period. They will be accepting additional applications from March 1st until noon on April 15th. So please call the offices for information regarding the school district of choice and the application process. So that's 760-387-2525. The inter-district enrollment form can also be printed off of the website roundvalleyelementary.com. Completed applications must be printed and delivered to the school by noon, April 15th. So what exactly does that mean? That means if you want your kid to go to Round Valley School, they can, even though they don't live in the district. So, and based on the wording of this, I think that means you can put your kid where you want them to go, not just Round Valley. But I'm not positive on that. But hey, call that number. Again, 760-387-2525. Get some more information. That might be the place for your kid for middle school and elementary school. And that would be pretty cool because I fear that they're a really fantastic school out there. RoundValleyElementary.com. So, one of the big events of the year is coming up. Tickets and camping for the 30th annual Mill Pond Music Festival go on sale Friday, April 1st. So, dear Mill Pond friends, this comes from Inyo Council for the Arts, can't wait to celebrate the 30th annual Mill Pond Festival with you. The official festival dates are September 16th through the 18th. We're planning another great weekend of music, art, and fun in the Eastern Sierra. Our staff is just starting the task of putting together a stellar lineup, and we'll be announcing artists as they are confirmed. Stay tuned here and on our email list, or on the website, Facebook, or Instagram. And each of those links are available at Eastern Sierra Now if you're not on Mill Pond and Inyo Council for the Arts mailing list already. You can get that at Eastern Sierra Now. So, tickets go on sale in less than a month. Friday, April 1st is the first day of ticket sales. Friendly ICA staff will be in the office from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to take your tickets and camping orders. You may place your orders by phone, by mail, or by fax. The phone number is 760-873-8014. 150 Willow Street, Bishop, California, 93514, and the fax is 760-873-5518. We will send an announcement when online tickets are available. All current California and Inyo County Departments of Health public health guidelines must be followed. You can find a link to the guidelines at Eastern Sierra Now on this article. Please be prepared to follow any new mask requirements and or social distancing measures if these guidelines change. If you're not prepared to follow these guidelines, please do not buy a ticket as there are no refunds. Again, no refunds. Not even if you show up and you refuse to wear a mask, but masking is back in place. You will not get a refund. See what I'm saying? So that's why they're asking you to make sure you are willing to comply with whatever state guidelines are in place in September. We will keep you updated to the best of our ability if things potentially change before the festival. Please remember to also observe the golden rule. Be kind. So there is a lot to read here about camping and ordering your tickets. Head over to EasternSierraNow.com where you can see the rest of this article and learn all about camping, the different sites, what type of camping, RV, hookups, that kind of thing, where you could be by the tennis courts or Sage Flat or the shoreline over by the pond. So whatever you want to check out, head over to EasternSierraNow.com and give that a gander. Another thing that just came up, the Eastern Sierra Bowman's Club will be hosting their NFAA paper shoot on Saturday, March 26th at the club's Millpond Archery Range. This is a 14 target times 2, so 28 point total course, marked yardage paper shoot, which scores can be used to develop an NFAA handicap for use in other NFAA competitions. Signups will start at 9 a.m. Fees for members will be $10, non-members $20. This is our first shoot of the year, and we would like to remind our archers that it is also membership renewal time for 2022 season. Memberships will be available during signups. Come out and enjoy some fresh air and the majestic flight of the arrow. Our next 3D shoot will be held April 9th at the top of the grade location, with more info to follow as the date approaches. Fun facts. The club has recently added 5 more new Reinhardt 3D animals to our collection, which will allow us to expand the number of targets available during each 3D shoot. We're adding Lower Dead Man Shoot back to 2022 schedule in June for another 2-day adventure in the high country. They are working hard to cover the straw bale targets on the Millpond practice range in carpet bales. They last much longer and do not need to be wet to perform. We're looking for a local artist that might be interested in painting a mural on our silo, which has been a site of local graffiti, which we would gladly donate the paint to have appropriately covered with local as well as historical themes. We are a very small group of hardworking individuals who enjoy sharing our joy and knowledge of the sport of archery. So head over to Millpond and get your bow on, man. That's always fun. Even just to watch. It's a fun sport to watch. It's really exciting. So that'll be March 26th. And you can sign up for the group. If you have been wanting to get in with these guys, like I actually have been, then check that out. And if you never saw the commercial that we did at Eastern Sierra Now for the last bow shoot, you should go check that out. It's called the William Tell Undertour, and you can find it at Eastern Sierra Now on YouTube. You'll enjoy it, trust me. I'll probably make a new one for this new shoot because that was a pretty fun shoot. That was a good time. Amy was so funny in that. Head over to our YouTube, and when you're there checking that out, subscribe, like, and ring the bell. That would just mean the world to us. It just keeps building and building. It's another way to help us get local news out there and help support us with all them bills and things that have to happen in order to make something like this run. So again, thank you, Eastern Sierra Bowman. And if you are at YouTube checking that out, do me a favor, subscribe and like. It's been a long time since we've talked about this. You guys want to know where you can get tested in Inyo County for, of course, the coronavirus? Well, Bishop COVID-19 testing location is the Tri-County Fairgrounds, and that's in the Tallman Pavilion, Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they close for lunch at 1 for about an hour. So you might want to go check that out if you're not feeling so well and you're starting to get your sniffle, because we all need to make sure we pay attention to that. Lone Pine testing would be at the Lone Pine Senior Center, and they are Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they lunch from 11 to 1. Well, they get a good lunch. So go check that out. Right now, there have been 4,041 total confirmed cases in Inyo, and 56 total confirmed deaths in Inyo. So we had a bit of a spike January, right at the end of December, all the way through February, and it is currently on a downward path. I think that's why things got to open up back to no vaccines and masking and stuff required for most places. So let's keep it there, okay, guys? Just if you're not feeling good, don't go out. Wear a mask if you don't feel good. Let's just get this over with, man. How many years is this going to be before we're done? So, good job on that, healthcare workers and everybody that's been battling that for a long time. That's never fun. You know who battles? Jason Blakey from the Mammoth brand. On the slopes. I had to reach a little bit that one for that segue. But I'd like to give you the weekend report from Jason Blakey at the Mammoth brand about the mountain, in case maybe you're thinking about going out this weekend, which I might be. Thanks for checking out the Mammoth Mountain Snow Report for the first week of March. We have a blast of winter weather last week, and we'll have another quick-moving storm hitting Mammoth Lakes this Friday and Saturday. The above image is from the last storm that hit Mammoth Mountain. So that image, of course, is, if you're listening, is on EasternSierraNow.com. At the beginning of last week, or themammothbrand.com. I would expect a similar amount of snowfall with this weekend's snow storm. We're only expecting 4 to 6 inches of snow, so it would appreciate mostly dust on crust once the storm clears out. If you hunt for some pockets of wind blown, you may just have your mind blown. Last week, when 95% of the mountain was super crunchy, there were several feet of blower pow off of Chair 9 on the dragon's back and dragon's tail section of the mountain. Even though we have only received about 6 inches of snow in 2022, the driest start to the year in recorded snowfall history, by the way, the snow conditions are quite good. We should get a nice little refresh of snow over the next few days, but after this week's storm blows out of here, expect more spring-like conditions. The groomers have been amazing in the morning, and the terrain park conditions are dope AF. If you don't know what AF stands for, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to look it up. The park crew has even built a border cross run off Chair 12 and a mini pipe in Jibs Galore off Chair 4. Yes, I said a mini pipe. It's probably the raddest feature ever built in a terrain park. It looks pretty cool in the picture here. The weekend, expect stormy and cold weather, and then a quick return to sunny, warm days next week. This is a great time of year to hit the slopes in Mammoth because the holiday season is over and most of the weekend warriors are starting to hit the beach. There is still an uptick in crowds on weekends, and we will see some spring breakers hitting the mountain over the next few weeks. But if you have a chance to ski or board midweek, you will not be disappointed, as it is highly unlikely you'll ever see a lift line. Thank you, Jason Blakey from the Mammoth brand, and I just want to remind you, if you want some killer gear, you need to go to the Mammoth brand. Seriously. As always, I'm wearing my Mammoth brand sweatshirt right now, and it is like the most comfortable thing I own. That's why I wear it all the time. You are not going to be let down. So head over to themammothbrand.com. I want to point out that it's not mammothbrand.com. That's something else entirely. The Mammoth brand. You have to put the in there. That is going to get you to the best gear in the Eastern Sierra. I'll stand by that. That's true. So good job with that, Jason Blakey. And thank you so much for getting that information for us. Just a quick rundown of Mammoth Parks and Rec. What they have going on. The Mammoth Ice Rink closing day is March 6th. No, that's only 2 days away. So you're going to want to head out there and get that done in the next 2 days, that's for sure. There's a New Springs gymnastics program, and that is for K through 2nd and 3rd through 5th. So there's two different groups. Starts March 21st. So if you're interested in that, call 760-965-3690, or you can register online, and the link is at Eastern Sierra Now. It looks like the cost is $75 for the program, so that's totally worth it. Winter Fitness Challenge concludes March 31st. You remember that one where if you do 100 miles of something, they're going to give you $100? Well, you better get on it because you have less than a month, so get out there. And when I say you, I mean me. Save the date, Summer Recreation Expo, March 29th. The Summer Recreation Expo is your one-stop shop for everything recreation in our community. Engage and learn more about programs, camps, leagues, events, trails, and more, offered by our many recreation providers. Win amazing prizes while discovering a new summer of adventure for yourself and family at the Summer Recreation Expo from 7 to 5. That's Tuesday, March 29th at the Mammoth High School Gym. And the link to get additional information is at easternsierranow.com. Parks, facilities, and trails update. Where can I walk and play outside? You can get that link here at Eastern Sierra Now. And they will show you all of the places on maps where you can actually walk that aren't closed because of construction or whatever else. So that's some of the stuff that's going on with Parks and Rec. They do such a good job of putting out their newsletter. We wanted to make sure we get that out there for them. Just keep spreading the word because they're a great organization and we are happy to support them. So there's a Soups meeting coming up March 8th, and you can get the agenda and access information here, as well as Owens Valley Groundwater Authority, and that one is March 10th. Same thing. All the link and everything is located at Eastern Sierra Now. .com. So guys, I think that's going to be it for the weekend. I can't see anything else here. And if I missed it, I am sorry. If you would be so kind and head over to easternsierranow.com, on the right hand side in the blue, it says follow. There's multiple social media icons there. Every one of those we post on every day. So if you do me a favor and click on your favorite of those, maybe you use Twitter all the time, but you don't use Facebook. Well, click on Twitter and follow us, you know, subscribe to us, whatever your deal is, Instagram, YouTube. Please, that would help us so much. We're just trying to build the organization, get the words out there, get open the eyes, open the ears, let everybody see what's happening. But that just takes more people. You know, we have 857 email subscribers right now, which is huge. We're really killing it. But you know what? I want that to be 8,000. Let's build this. Let's really get up there and show that, hey, we're the top news source. We want people to be able to find anything they need at Eastern Sierra Now. We have so many new things in the works right now. You guys are just going to be blown away. So make sure you sign up for everything, including our email right there. Just it says email address. Put your email, hit subscribe. You'll be 858. That's going to help us so much, and you're going to see all this new stuff we're coming up with right now. You're going to be blown away. This is so cool. So, don't hold back. Go get on those and let's see what happens. So last thing before we go, we have a new health and fitness tip from Coach Ashley McLaughlin talking about gut health.
Coach McLaughlin here. The gut really is the second brain. And while food is definitely the biggest factor for poor gut health, did you know it's not the only thing that affects it? If you like to get started cleaning your gut ASAP and need some inspiration to do so, check out my link with my 15 gut-friendly recipes plus my daily gut health tracker. This has been Coach McLaughlin with Eastern Sierra Now.
I don't know, Ash. My gut seems pretty healthy. It's, I don't know, about the size of a basketball. I swallowed one of those when I was a kid, and it's just been digesting for years. It's not really the size of a basketball, by the way. I'm not that fat. I just am a self-deprecator. Coach Ashley, thank you so much for all that you do. You do an amazing job. And those of you out there that are interested in just, you know, bettering yourselves a little bit, you know, what doesn't, not just health, but, you know, mentally, organizational-wise, anything, that's what Coach Ashley is here for. So find her on Facebook or contact her through here at info@easternsierranow.com, and I would gladly pass the message on. And it never hurts to better yourself, no matter who you are. Even if you're me and I am damn near perfect, I still could use a little bit of help in the humility area. So I'll be working on that. Okay, we are going to end things here the way that we always do by thanking our patrons, Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomatohead, and Margaret. Thank you so much for personally sponsoring the show and Eastern Sierra Now and helping get local news out there. If you are interested in becoming a patron on Patreon, go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow, where you can choose one of our many enticing tiers that will help you support local news and help us keep this going. It's just great. If you don't remember that, go to EasternSierraNow.com, and there's a red button on the right-hand side of the page that says Become a Patron. Thank you so much. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and we will see you on Monday.